Simon Kuvtes. Sifalf. And Nichlis basic Nesis Mosat Sivim Mispalim. He walks into Shul and people are down in Shmon Esri. And he wants to start with him. So, the Hechatims of this in Shachas, Lechair is not so Nogeh because you have to start, you have to say the whole field beforehand. But Mishapur says it's better even in Shachas if he was already down to Yechidus till Shmon Esri. And now he wants to start Shmon Esri with them. But he's a little bit late. So, Im Yochel Lahasa Velik Malkon Shagia Shleil Siva Lekdusha Oy Lekadish can finish his Shmon Esri before the Chazan gets to Kedusha, which is on Shachas Mincha or Kadish by Ma'ariv. He's Palo. Then he could start davening because he would not be losing out Kedusha or Kadish. Amen Yishmei Rabbah. Ramah says, but then Omei Lekel Kodesh V'Shmei Tzvila Dinu Kedusha Kadish. So Mishnah Berurah says the case of Shmei Tzvila is talking about that he came in, he already heard Kadish, and now he wants to start and be able to finish Shmon Esrei before they get to Shmei Tefillah. The Hechatim said where there's an afkamina of Kel HaKodesh is unclear. Continues the Mechaber, Vimlav lo al yispal. If he sees that he's so late that he'll miss out Kedusha or Kaddish, then he should not start Shmon Esrei, he should wait for the Tzivu and say Kedusha and Kaddish, and only afterwards daven Shmon Esrei. Vim ein ha-shav, im ein shav veres, kamavan, what is it talking about if he's not going to lose that Zman Tefillah? If he loses that Zman Tefillah, if he's going to wait till afterwards, then he should daven now. If Nichnas Achen Kedusha, if he came into Shul after they said Kedusha, Im Yochel Haskev Likmo, Kodim Shigir Shatz, the Moidim, if he could finish Shmon Esrei before they get to Moidim, or like we said before, according to their Moab, before Shmon Tefillah, then he should start Shmon Esrei Yispal, Bim Laval Yispal. If not, he's going to lose that Moidim as a result of his Tefillah, he should also wait till after they finish Davin. Udim Yochel Agil Moidim, O Laachas, Me Brochel Shashachim Bem, Shigir Shlichim Tzim, Moid, the Moedim Yispal. If he won't be able to finish Shmon Esrei, but he'll be saying Moedim together with them, that's good enough. In other words, you don't have to dafka say the Moedim of the Tzivu, but you should be bound down together with the Tzivu when they're saying Moedim. So it's enough to say Moedim with them, or another one of the brachas, you're going to be bound down together with them. Dimtzach lahatzchil kedei lismar kula tefila. If you have to start because he already was holding by end of Brochus Gal Yisrael, in such cases he's not allowed to take a break, he has to immediately start Shmon Esrei, and Lamaisa is behind everybody else. Mizdamel Shemagir Shlech Tzibah Lamoidim, Lamaisa is the middle of Shmon Esrei, and the Tzibah is up to Moidim, the Shlech Tzibah is up to Moidim, Shu Ba'achas Mi Brochus Yishre Imoy. If he's in the middle of a brocha, and he's in the middle of saying the text of the brocha before the Baruch Atah Hashem, then he can bow down with them, because there's no issue to bow down when you're saying that part. But if he's just about to start the brocha, or about to enter by the Baruch Atah Hashem, in those points of times it's also to bow down. Lo yishra shein shoichim b'tchil za brocha, like the seifa el ba'ovel yisvaito. The only two brochas that you say bow down at the beginning and the end is the first brocha, and the brocha of ha'yito'o. I made him and I told him.